Delaware has about $100 million more than it thought it would last December. That's a far cry from where the state was a year ago. Last year at this time, lawmakers were trying to find more than $350 million to fill a revenue shortfall. This year, the state's in the black with room to spare. Finance Secretary Rick Geisenberger says some of the surplus is due to an increase in personal income growth, a result of federal tax code changes. The state expects to take in an additional $24 million this year and nearly $48 million in fiscal year 2019. But Geisenberger says the rest of the new revenue comes from abandoned property claims,
which is not a particularly reliable revenue source to build into your base budget. It certainly becomes revenue that's available for one-time expenditures.
DFACT also projects a decline in corporate income tax because of state tax credits and changes by former Governor Jack Markell that adjust how corporate income tax is calculated. The federal tax law also permanently cuts corporate tax rates. Geisenberger says the Carney administration is recommending the additional revenue go towards one-time spending rather than funding new or ongoing budget items. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.